For tonight's high school game of the week presented by PNC Bank, we traveled out to Alumni Stadium where the Bucks took on the Cardinals in a Stars division matchup. It ended up as a win for the Bucks with a final score of 35-0, shutting out the Cardinals and ending their season 10-0, undefeated, first time since 2005. You know, John, talk to me tonight about how the Bucks were able to come out and get this victory, both offensively and defensively.
Well, I tell you, first and foremost, they look great in that brown and orange. Hopefully that's an insight to what's going to happen Sunday when the brown and orange beat the Cardinals, like tonight. The Cardinals, they came out. They just really couldn't get anything going on offense. Defensively, they couldn't stop the Buckeyes. Tomey had three rushing touchdowns. He had an outstanding game on the ground, and the offensive line did a great job opening holes for him all night. The defense was lights out. They've given up 69 points all year. It's an average of one touchdown a game, and they showed here tonight by shutting out the Cardinals 35-0, and they moved to 10-0, and they're ready for the playoffs.
On the Buckeyes' second possession of the game, quarterback Nathan Polidori threw a 35-yard pass to Jarrett Yeoman. Then running back Trevor Tomey came out, moving the ball another 7 yards and closing the drive with a 5-yard touchdown run. The Cardinals were able to move the ball, but on a big pass, the Buckeyes forced a fumble and were able to recover the ball, giving it back to the Bucks offense. The storyline quickly turned to the fumbles on the field after the Bucks moved the ball all the way to the Cardinals' 35-yard line. Cardinal Max Wilson recovered a fumble, giving Brookside the ball at the 38-yard line. With a series of runs by Evan Brown-Fagatti and a host of other offensive playmakers, the Cardinals were able to move the ball down to the 20-yard line, attempting a field goal, but were left with no points. The Bucks continued to rely on running back Trevor Tomey to move the ball down the field, capitalizing again in the end zone with a 3-yard touchdown run. On the Cardinals' next drive, after four plays, Bucks quarterback Nathan Polidori on defense intercepted the Cardinals' ball at the 47-yard line, then came out on offense and threw a 53-yard touchdown pass to Justin Lowry, making the score 21-0 going into the half and making it our play like a Brown moment of the game. The second half continued to showcase the Bucks. On defense, Polidori intercepted the ball again, taking it to the 21-yard line. Then, on offense, they were able to move the ball down the field, allowing Tomey another shot at the end zone with a 35-yard touchdown run. The Cardinals continued to struggle against the Bucks' defense as the Bucks picked off another Cardinal pass, this time by John Neal. Finally, in the fourth quarter and on their last drive, the Bucks' backup quarterback Adam Favre ran a 10-yard quarterback keeper for a touchdown, making the final score 35-0.
I'm so darn proud of these kids and the coaching staff and the community. I'm very happy for them. The school and the community really deserves it. They've had some tough times in the past, not just in football, but you know, in the community with things that the school needs. And I'm real happy to just see everybody just overjoyed at what's happened. These kids just did a fantastic job. Very happy for them.
Yeah, that's a huge win, and it gives us a lot of confidence going into next week. And our school's never won a playoff game, so we're looking to make history. And you know, confidence is a big thing in that, so we got to roll in and go to next week hard and ready to play.
It's hard to believe that the regular season is officially over. Good luck next week to the Buckeyes in their playoff appearance. And don't forget, we'll still be covering playoff games. So make sure you're logging on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for the games you want to see us cover. We'll still have 4 new matchups each week. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Menely. See you next week at the playoffs.